Thanksgiving, a prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Out of the depths of our heart we have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear our voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of our supplications. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. In the name of Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, in Christ we pray that the Lord God will remember you and your house with the favor he has towards his people, and visit you with his salvation, that you may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that you may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that you may glory with his inheritance. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among your people. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let your hearts rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of God, his servants, his children, his chosen ones, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. You and your people are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you and your people out of darkness and into his marvelous light, chosen by God and precious, a special treasure to God. You and your house have been designated by name to give thanks to the Lord, to stand every morning to commemorate, thank, and praise the Lord God of Israel, and likewise at evening. May the God of your salvation gather you and your family together and deliver you so that you will give thanks to his holy name and triumph in his praise. Let you and your house give thanks to the Lord your God and sing praises to his name, for he is the tower of your salvation and shows mercy to you, his anointed, and to your descendants forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation and come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For the Lord is the great God, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King, who is head of all principalities and powers. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let you kneel before the Lord your Maker, for he is your God, and you are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you and your people will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made you, and not you yourselves. You are his people and the sheep of his pasture. In Christ we pray, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, that you and your people will hear the voice of Jesus, and he will know you, and you will follow him, and he will give you eternal life, and you shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch you out of his hand. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you to him, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch you out of his hand. God has lovingly delivered your soul from the pit of corruption, for he has cast all your sins behind his back. For he made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. For the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses you and your house from all sin. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. For in death there is no remembrance of God. In the grave, who will give God thanks? For Sheol cannot thank him. Death cannot praise him. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for his truth. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, for his salvation is forever, and his righteousness will not be abolished. In Christ we pray that you and your house will give thanks to the Lord Most High and sing praises to his name, to declare his kindness, his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Now thanks be to God who always leads you and your house in triumph in Christ, and through you diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For you and your people are to God the fragrance of Christ, the aroma of life. In Christ we give thanks for you and your house, making mention of you in our prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you and your house the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in you and your house, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power towards you and your house who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. In Christ we pray that you and your people be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved you and given himself for you, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. In Christ we pray for you and your house, and ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for you, that he might purify for himself you and your family as his own special people, zealous for good works. In Christ we pray that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you and yours may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you and yours to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered you and your house from the power of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom you have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. In Christ we pray that you and your house will rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In Christ we implore you and your people, do not quench the Spirit, but test all things, hold fast what is good, and abstain from every form of evil. Let fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness not be named among you, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, but rather giving of thanks. In Christ we thank God, whom we serve with a pure conscience, that we may be filled with joy because of the genuine faith that is in you and your house. May you and your people not be lovers of yourselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And in Christ we pray from such people you and your family turn away. In Christ we pray that you and your people will not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every good gift and every perfect gift are from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you and your people completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ make you and your house increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And we thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled you and yours. And in Christ we thank God always for you and your house, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you abounds toward each other and all. Let us proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all God's wondrous works. In the name of Jesus, he who is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, in Christ we pray that you and your house will consecrate yourselves to the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord with a willing heart. May you not be deceived by those that, although they know God, they do not glorify him as God. They are not thankful, but become futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts are darkened. Professing to be wise, they are fools. Instead, may the fire of the Lord Jesus Christ be kindled in your hearts. In Christ we pray that by the mercies of God, you and your people will freely offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, a sweet aroma to the Lord, to do good and to share the bread of Christ, to give your life to serve and to follow Christ. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Surely, you and your house will not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking. Instead, you and your house shall be saturated with the oil of anointing and fragrant with the frankincense of praise. In Christ we beseech you to continue to offer the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name, giving thanks that it pleased the Father, that in Christ all the fullness should dwell, and by Christ to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace with you through the blood of the cross. We ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, that having been justified by faith, you and your house have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let you and your family enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. With gladness, both with thanksgiving and singing, may you and your people praise in the gates of the Lord. Let you and your people wash your hands with innocence and go about his altar. Be planted in the house of the Lord. Love the habitation of his house and the place where his glory dwells, and flourish in the courts of our God, that you may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and magnify him with heartfelt thanksgiving. Father, we thank you that you have heard us. We know that you always hear us, and this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of you. Therefore, we thank our God always concerning you and your people for the grace of God which is given to you by Christ Jesus, that you are enriched in everything by him in all utterance and knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ is confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you and your house are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank our God through Jesus Christ for you all, and we give thanks that your inward man is being renewed day by day, that you are being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you and your people may prove what is the good and the acceptable and perfect will of God, and that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have from God, and you are not your own. But God be thankful that though you and yours were slaves to sin, yet you obeyed from the heart, you became the temple of the living God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. Therefore, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Come out from among them and be separate. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Truly, the glory of the Lord will fill the house of God, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let you and your house thank our God and praise his glorious name. For all things come from God, and of his own you have given to him. In Christ we pray that you and your house, his people, and the sheep of his pasture, will give him thanks forever, that you and your house will show forth his praise to all generations. Grace, favor, blessing to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank our God upon every remembrance of you. For in Christ we have you in our heart, and through prayer and supplication in Christ we make request for you with joy, that you all are partakers with us of grace, and that God who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that above all things you will put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be thankful. In Christ we press you to continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we ask the God of love and peace, in the name of his precious Son, Jesus Christ, he who lives to make intercession for you, to send the word of God to you in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, and you receive the word with joy, the Holy Spirit becoming examples to all. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, in Christ we pray that you will walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Whatever you do in word or deed, may you do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In Christ we pray that whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, that you do all to the glory of God. You are the Lord's. Surely you will observe the day to the Lord. Eat to the Lord, give in God thanks, and live to the Lord. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. But thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, he who is counted worthy of more glory than Moses, in Christ we request, according to the good pleasure of his will, the Lord to pour his Spirit on you and your descendants, and his blessing on you and your offspring. They will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourses. In Christ we pray that your house will always fear the Lord, and the Lord's mercy be from everlasting to everlasting, his righteousness, his salvation, his everlasting kingdom, and his dominion from generation to generation. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, that God perfect that which concerns you and your house, for his mercy endures forever. In Christ we ask, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, do not forsake the works of your hands. Your truth, O Lord, endures to all generations. In Christ we pray that you will leave an inheritance to your children's children, rich in the fullness of God and in love, also in the knowledge of our Lord Christ Jesus. May you and your offspring abide in God's covenant with him. In Christ we petition the God of life, in the name of Christ Jesus, your Redeemer, that his Spirit who is upon you, and his words which he puts in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, from this time forevermore. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. In Christ we pray that out of your house shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of those who make merry, that God shall multiply you, and you will not diminish, that he will also glorify you, and you shall not be small. Your children also shall be as before, established before God. Great deliverance God gives to your house, and shows mercy to his anointed and his descendants forevermore. Therefore, give thanks to God, our Lord, and sing praises to his name. In Christ we pray that you and your house will offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High, to the end that your glory may sing praise to your Father, the Lord of heaven and earth. Not be silent. Surely you and your house will give thanks to him forever. Let you sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, sons and daughters of the highest, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name. We ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.